Okay, thanks, Dave, for getting us back on the air. We are back talking about really, really, really scary things. And one of the scary things that we're going to talk about today is called the Heartbleed server situation. I don't know if there's a better term for that. But real quick, if you missed the first part of the show, let me reiterate that. And if you've already heard the first part, you're probably sweating, calling your wife, changing your passwords right now. So let me go through the short story. 25% of the servers in the world were giving out other people's usernames and passwords that were stored on that server. Okay, so if you had used, let's just say it's a bank, that your bank usernames and passwords were being bled out to somebody else who had a program that could read it. And it's not a really complicated program. It was a pretty simple program for hackers, and they could read information from that website. Not your username, and I mean, not the person who logs into that site, but other people's usernames and passwords on that site. Incredible security breach. Let me go through some of the major sites that were affected, and then I'll read you some of the comments that they made. Okay, for social media, the sites that used it were Facebook. Oh my gosh, I have Facebook. Instagram. Oh my gosh, I think that sounds important. I should have it. Pinterest, which is kind of like Instagram. We've got Tumblr, T-U-M-B-L-R, which is kind of like Twitter, which was also affected. OkCupid, don't know what that is, but it sounds like a matchmaking site. So those are the social media big ones. Now, those are big ones. Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter. Email, the two major ones that were affected were Google, that's Gmail. So if you have a Gmail account or a Android telephone, okay, you're affected. And Yahoo email. Those two big ones used OpenSSL on their servers. Now let's go through some entertainment ones. Minecraft, which is a game that kids play, little cartoon Lego monsters kind of beat each other up. That's Minecraft. Netflix, which lets you watch movies on the internet. YouTube, you know, people post stupid videos. And the Washington Post, the newspaper, Washington Post. Those were affected. Now, financially, I'm kind of proud of the United States, and I really didn't even expect it, that they wouldn't have it. But there's not many U.S. banks that I don't even know of one U.S. bank that was affected. Okay, USAA was affected. That's United States. Don't know what it stands for, but that's the military bank financial thing that was affected. But not any other major place in the United States. Now, a really embarrassing thing was the Canadian IRS. It's called the Canadian Revenue Service or something like that. And they were affected to the point where they shut down all of their servers and extended the tax deadline because they knew that they were bleeding out information. And there were actually arrests made just a few days later after they shut down the servers. So that was the Canadian Revenue Service, whatever they call it, and the Commonwealth Bank of Australia. Don't know what that is, but that sounds like a big bank in Australia. So those are some of the financial institutions. But you could see, I mean, good grief, the Canadian IRS had this on their system, and they had so many safeguards to protect people's Social Security numbers, and they had this system running on there, so they shut the whole thing down. Now, here's some utilities, things that you use on your computer. Dropbox. If you've never used Dropbox, that is a thing where you can share files between different computers. That had its passwords leaked. A WordPress website. So WordPress is, you make websites, okay? And there's some advertisements on there. It's kind of a cheap, free way to make a website. Well, that's what WordPress is. And all those websites may have had all the passwords released. GoDaddy websites. GoDaddy. GoDaddy is a big program that houses websites, and that was affected. And Android telephones. Now, I have an Android phone, and I absolutely love it. However, this was a big deal. And it has not been patched yet. So they haven't figured out how to fix phones that are already out there and the patches that need to go on millions of phones. Android actually has something like 70% of the smartphone market, and they have not yet patched those. Stress out just a little bit more. Bing is the search engine. Now, usually you don't have an account for Bing, but you can actually make a Bing account, which I believe is tied into some Microsoft servers. So I wouldn't say that it's only if you use Bing, but if you have a Microsoft account, I think you should be concerned. Yelp is that way that you can post information about your restaurant that you like and the service you get somewhere. Yelp and Vimeo, that's another video site just like, what's it called? YouTube, okay? Now, Now that you're stressed out, now that you know probably one of those you have, right? Most everybody's got a Facebook account or a Gmail account or a Yahoo account. You watch Netflix, or you have a Droid smartphone, or you use Dropbox. You know, you go to Yelp, you have a GoDaddy website. There's a lot of things there. Chances are one of you guys listening to us on the internet radio are affected by one of these things, right? So we are going to tell you how to take care of this. To start with, it's hard to know because you don't know exactly if they have fixed their information. Now, as of 5 days ago, we had this was something posted on a site called Mashable, and they actually did some research and talked to many different people. So, for instance, Facebook, their statement, they were unclear. It was unclear in this research whether they were actually affected or not. But according to their statement, they said, "We've added protection for Facebook's use of OpenSSL before the issue was disclosed. We haven't detected any signs of suspicious activity, but we encourage people to get a new password." That means that they have made a lot of changes, is what they said, and they've implemented them before 3 weeks ago, long time ago, but we really want you to be careful and change your password anyway. That's what they said. Now, a lot of these places, you know, you can't test how secure is something if you're not that company. You know, so people from the outside can't look into Facebook and say, oh, you've got all your servers patched or you don't. They have to rely on what the statement is from Facebook, okay? Here's one's from Instagram. That's a picture sharing site. "Our security teams worked quickly on this fix, and we have no evidence of anything being harmed. But because this has impacted many services, we recommend you update your password on Instagram and your password on other sites." That's from Instagram. LinkedIn, oh my gosh, that says no. That says, "We don't even use OpenSSL." So that was a straight statement. "We don't even use this program. There's no way we're affected." Now, Pinterest is kind of like Instagram. They said, "We fixed the issue and didn't find any evidence of mischief. To be extra careful, we emailed pinners," people who have a Pinterest account, "who may have been impacted and encouraged them to change their passwords." So none of this stuff is really thorough. They're not saying no one has broken in there. They're not saying no one has gotten any passwords. They're not saying we've only limited it to these people who might have been impacted. So the point is you have to read between the lines here. They may not be telling the entire truth with their public relations statements. Let's see. Tumblr, "We have no evidence of anybody breaking in, but we took immediate action." Twitter says, "You know, OpenSSL is widely used, and we were able to determine that our servers were not affected. We continue to monitor the situation." But while they were saying that, they said they did apply a patch, though, recently. So that's kind of where they said, absolutely not. "We are not affected by this. We have no problems with this. But we're going to patch something on our servers anyway," they said right after the thing in two different statements. Let's look at some other companies. Apple Computers was not affected. That doesn't mean... That means the Apple servers. That doesn't mean everything you do on your Apple computer. Okay, the big difference. Google says, "We addressed the SSL vulnerability and all these things, and Google's users do not need to change their passwords, but because it was affected earlier, you should go ahead and just change your passwords just to be sure." Okay, you absolutely do not need to change your passwords, but why don't you just change them anyway, just to be safe, is what they've said. Microsoft, a miracle, it says, "Microsoft services were not running to... We're not running this," according to one company. So don't know what to say about that, but Microsoft has hundreds of thousands of servers. Yahoo, "As soon as we became aware of this, we began working on it. We are working on implementing this fix, and the Yahoo homepage and Flickr were patched, and more patches are going to be coming soon." So Yahoo, still working on it. AOL was not affected. Gmail said the same things as before. "You should change your password just in case." Let's look at some stores. Now, Amazon, only if you sell stuff on Amazon, that's called a vendor. If you're a website operator and you have stuff on there, those were affected with the servers, but not if you buy stuff on Amazon. Let's see. GoDaddy says, "We've been updating our servers." That's what they said. Don't know if they're affected or not. Groupon was not. PayPal was not. Target was not, thank goodness. And Walmart was not. So the big retailers were not affected. Let's look at some other things. Hulu, not affected. Minecraft, "We were forced to temporarily suspend all of our servers. The exploit has been fixed, and we cannot guarantee that your information wasn't compromised." So very confidently they said they turned off everything, they fixed it, and we're not really sure what happened. So you should change your password if you have a Minecraft account. Netflix, like many other companies, we're not the only company, but it's a good practice to go ahead and change your passwords right away. YouTube said the same thing. Financial, let's see, American Express was not affected. American Funds, I don't know what that is. I think it's a stock company. They told their customers to change their usernames and passwords. The Bank of America was not affected. Most all the banks in the United States, except for, what did I just say? Netflix, no, that's not a bank. American Funds, don't even know what that is. But they were affected, and all the other banks were not affected. Awesome. The government in the United States, healthcare.gov, what do you know? Healthcare.gov, that's the Obamacare Affordable Care Act website, says consumer accounts were not affected by this vulnerability. But later they said, we've taken certain steps to address the issues and we reset customers' passwords out of an abundance of caution. So absolutely, positively not. None of our consumers were affected at all, but we patched something and then we think you should change your password. So people are saying two different things because there's no real police out there to make them tell the truth. So I really would be careful with some of these sites. Hey, we're going to talk to you more about what you need to do immediately right after this commercial break.